Start a new series. Just before we do, I just want to say my wife and I were so blessed and we so appreciate the gesture of love last night that was given to us. We had kind of a celebration there and it was just great. Just to say one thing. They asked me whether I wanted to talk last night and I didn't. I didn't know how I could do that, so I just didn't. But I started pastoring here in, as the lead pastor in 1990, and I was assistant and associate pastor in the middle 80s and was privileged to be there at the beginning with about 25 or so people in 1977 when the church began. And I consider it the greatest honor of my life to be able to minister God's word to people. And I've actually listened to some of the sermons I've preached, and it's amazing that you guys have kept me around all this time. It's astounding. But if you want to help yourself learn how to preach, listen to your own sermons. It'll be painful, but it'll help you. So I'm just so grateful, and Connie feels exactly the same. You're our family. That's forever. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. So we're starting a new series about things that can wreck your life. And I get to start this thing off. It's an introductory message, and make no mistake, God warns us to steer clear of these things. In fact, in 1 Timothy 1, in chapter 1, in verses 18 and 19, Paul gives a warning to his young lieutenant. And we read it right here. This charge I entrust to you, Timothy, my child, in accordance with the prophecies previously made about you, that by them you may wage the good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience, that's particularly emphasized, by rejecting this. The word this refers to the good conscience, okay? By rejecting this, some have made shipwreck of their faith. And so we're going to talk to you about a number of major things that can cause you to have a shipwreck in your faith. Real wreckage. The idea of shipwreck here is the idea that the ship can't get rebuilt. It's ruined, sunk, went to the bottom. Okay? He warns Timothy to keep a clean conscience. And what does that mean? That is, do not take lightly those times when your conscience tells you that you've offended the Lord, that you've done something and by thought or attitude or behavior that's displeasing to him. And it's a warning well fitted for today, because our society and the tendency in our society is to make very light of what we do.